and sin is to suffer a bit. I know that. When I wanted to quit smoking, I had to do some fasting. And that definitely, it helped me get through it. Hey, you know, I tried fasting with other things. You know what? It didn't help. There's no law. That's the thing. You can't say, well, if you fast, it'll work. Maybe it'll work. If God wants you to fast, it will definitely work. If that's what he wants from you. Maybe he wants you to fast and have it not work. Maybe he wants you to, you know, the thing is God, who can, you know, we are searching out things. I have a very limited experience in my life. I can only go by the things I've so far seen and heard and have happened to me. But I know this now, that faith is Abraham. You must believe the promises of God in order to obtain them. If you can't believe them, then it's impossible. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. That is what it means to be a son of God, to be led by the Spirit of God. Not led by the flesh, doing the deeds of the body, it means sin. The practices of sin will cause death. But the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, that is life. And then you are the Son of God. The reason, you know, Jesus is the Son of God. And in order to become a Son of God, in the sense that God said, you need to become like Christ. I mean, it's all, he's there, and everyone knows, at least who thinks they're Christians, should know Jesus Christ is our example. But again, I think, well, but it's so high, you know, we can't, maybe if I could just become like Jesus in like one thing, like I could be poor. Now I'm like Jesus. But that's a start. Well, what about righteousness? You think righteousness is just poverty? It's a lot more than that. It's the whole panoply. It's everything that Jesus was, we have to become. That's a high calling, but it is entirely possible because we have a God who is going to do the works for us, in us. So, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. See, what is the spirit of bondage? That to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are who you obey. The spirit of bondage is, I see another law. This is chapter 7, verse 23. I see another law in my members, warring against the law in my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh I serve the law of sin. I do what I don't want to do, and I don't do what I ought to do, and there's no good thing in me. Evil is in me. I have to will is present with me, but to perform that which is good I know not. That is the spirit of bondage. In fact, I would title Romans chapter 7, The Spirit of Bondage of the Law. Okay? This is the spirit of adoption. You know, it is God has reached down and says, human, insect, I'm going to adopt you. And he puts into you his spirit. The spirit of his dear son, which, whereby, in that same spirit, that is why we cry to God, Father. The word Abba is an Aramaic word. It means Father. It's like Daddy. Abba, Father. Comes from Aramaic and Hebrew, Ab, Father. Abba is the little note here. So it said the slaves were never allowed to use the word Abba. Strictly, therefore, it can be employed only by those who have received the gift of the divine nature. Meaning the gift of, you know, the Spirit of Christ in us allows us to be like a son to God. It is the spirit of adoption. And we look to God as our Father. Verse 16. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature, or the creation, we should say, for the creation was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Because the creation itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? We'll pause there at the idea of hope and go back up to where we were in verse 16. The Spirit itself, the Spirit of God, is witness together with our spirit. I mean, you know, the spirits of God is in with my spirit, and it witnesses that we are the children of God. You have that witness in yourself. I am a child of God. Right? And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. I mean, that, you know, people like, let's say, I've got an uncle, a rich uncle, and I'm in his will. You know, and when he dies, I'll get like $100,000. And people think, wow, that's wonderful. Isn't that wonderful? I've been adopted by God, and he's going to leave me everything. The world, everything. Himself. I'm going to own it all. Joint heirs with Christ. I mean, it's just like, it's like when Jesus says, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. It just, it boggles the mind, right?